Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. Check out theScore's new showtimes starting Monday. Our starting lineup kicks off your morning with Mully and Haw at a new time. Now getting you to work starting at 5:30 and going all the way to 10 a.m. Followed by the newest mashup of Dan Bernstein and Lawrence Holmes, 10 a.m. till 2. Parkins and Spiegel afternoons 2 to 6. And Gabe Ramirez at night. Same great score lineup, new times. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Odyssey Station. The Score!
Thank yous to Cody Decker was on the show at 10 this morning. Steve Stonegrade, as usual, he was on at 11 o'clock and just talked to Joe Ostrowski of BetQL Daily. Also, thanks to Mike Rankin running a solo show, doing it all back there and doing a great job like he does. Maybe you've heard a promotion that has been running on the Score. Maybe you've heard the big voice guy. Maybe you have read some things on 670thescore.com or how dare you, wherever you get your news from. You may have heard.
I mean, it was on 670thescore.com.
Right. It was on 670thescore. It's our news. Nobody scooped us. This was our breaking story.
I believe Jason Barrett actually had it day before, but.
I was like, what is he doing? I didn't give it to him. What happened there?
Yeah.
The old, right. But
nationally, a lot of people knew. Locally,
that's hilarious.
People didn't know until yesterday.
Oh, and this gets around the community too, like the whole sports talk radio community, the big market community.
Yes,
is what I should say. Like the Phillies and the Bostons and the New Yorks and the Chicago. There is a sort of bond and understanding of each other's shows and things like that. At least from my perspective, there is. But you have no idea what I'm talking about, and you probably do know what I'm talking about. There's a new Score lineup which starts on Monday. I will read it as it is written right here. Mully and Haw kick off the day from 5:30 to 10 a.m. The new Bernstein and Holmes show from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Then Parkins and Spiegel drive you home 2 to 6 p.m., followed by Gabe Ramirez and Cubs baseball nights starting at 6 p.m. Lawrence, what does it feel like to be with Dan Bernstein and the new show that you will be a part of on Monday?
It's really strange that I've just now, like, I'm getting to be earlier in the day, like incrementally, as my career continues Score. So now it's almost complete opposite of what I was doing before. So I'm super excited about it. Like, I'm really excited about teaming up with Dan and us having some fun, and being able to yell at him is going to be very cathartic.
Sick.
For me, and probably for the listener, I would imagine. So I'm excited. It's an audience that I don't get a chance to tap into, people at 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
So now we get that chance. On Wednesdays, Layla's going to be here.
So there still will, because I had a couple texters asking, there still will be Layla Wednesdays.
Yeah, why would we, like, I've said this to people in front of the scenes and behind them. I think she's the most valuable person here.
I agree with you. I ran into Layla just the other day on Michigan Avenue.
Was she scooting? Because she scoots when she's out there walking, man.
Totally.
She is scooting.
She was hanging out with her new cool friends from NBC.
Yep.
And I saw her on Michigan Avenue, so she introduced me to her new friends on the other side of the block. But Layla is great. Will she be part of the whole show? Like, she'll be on? Okay, so not just going to be a segment.
Wednesday, she's here.
Oh, nice. That is perfect. Yeah, I mean, and that's easy, too. You guys all know each other well enough to do the three-person booth. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes that's tricky. It is tricky.
The whole thing is going to be tricky. I mean, I don't want to spend all of the show today talking about it, but I do need to, like, talk through some of this stuff.
Yes.
Like, Parkins had texted me yesterday. And he goes, how long has it been since you've had a radio partner?
Yeah.
It's been 13 years.
That's amazing.
It's been 13 years
of solo radio.
Of me doing solo radio.
In every single amount of time. You know, you've done short shows, long shows, whatever the case may be.
35-minute shows, four-hour shows.
You've done them
all. Five-hour shows. Two. I really enjoy, like, the last 4 years I've done noon to two, and it's been perfect. Like, it's been really, like, a great experience. I had some great experiences on TV, working in like the confines of a team, like working with Michael Kim and Laura Britt and Tyler Foljam. And I really do like being a part of the team. Like, people kind of think, well, you've been doing a solo show. Like, it's because I haven't found like the right partner, or I haven't been allowed to have the partners that I think might make for good partners for me. And I will say that some of the other stuff is me being a maniac. Like, some of it is, and I was telling Mike Rankin today and Ray Diaz, I'm like, I am going to try desperately to let go starting on Monday.
Let go.
Like, I'm going to try to let go of thing. I see you writing it down like I'm in a therapy session right now, which I appreciate.
I was thinking in my head, what does that look like, Lawrence? What
I don't
does
know.
That look like?
I actually think it could end up being a lot of fun for the listener because Dan and I had talked about like the idea of, because you know, there's the idea of, well, who's driving?
Who is driving?
Dan's going to drive.
Okay.
And I asked him to drive.
You did?
Yeah. Even though I'm
so you're already letting go
that I'm more than qualified to drive the show. We did a couple of shows last month, and we were talking about it as far as like basketball, like parlance. I enjoy being off the ball.
Okay.
So I said to Dan, I was like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, if you want me to drive it, I'll drive it. But I think it might be better if I got a chance to play off the ball.
That's amazing. For a little bit. I am so glad you said that you're revealing this, because it is. I know you sort of made light of it, but we do make a big deal, whether we should or not, about who's leading the show.
Yeah.
And we thought, like, I think of you and Dan as, you guys are like Kane and like, it's a top line. You got to split up the top talent on the top lines. They can't necessarily work together. You got to put Taves on one line and Kane on another line.
That's the nuclear option with the Blackhawks, right? That,
so
you put the two together.
You put the two together, and every once in a while they would do that, and it works. And that's what it's like with you and Bernstein coming together, that, okay, these are two forces of sports talk radio coming together. The thing is you guys are dynamite together. Like, when you, because you used to do shows with Dan, you'd fill in for Terry lots of times, and you always fit in perfectly and challenged Dan the right amount and brought as much as Dan brought. And even recently, I told you guys both in person after the show, I was filling in for somebody doing transition.
You're filling in for me.
I was filling in for you. Yes, I was filling in for you. Somebody, I was filling in for you that day. And I said, you guys sound dynamite together. I don't know how it feels. I don't know if you guys are both like, if you feel like the intensity or anything like that.
No,
like, I don't know how it feels, but it sounded good. Came in my ears very well.
It was a lot of fun. Like, Mitch had thrown the idea out and he said, why don't you go do a show with Dan? Like, just go. Like, we'll put Grody on in your spot. Go do a show with Dan.
Get Grody. We got a situation.
Yeah. And I said, okay. Like, and it was Bears. Like, we were doing Who's Your Guy for the draft. And I really have always loved that segment. So being able to kind of sit in. And now we'll figure out how to blend everything.
Yeah.
That's kind of the interesting part. But that's, again, I'm trying very much to be... People have no idea how hard this is going to be for me.
Like, the letting go part. Mm-hmm. Not working with Dan per se.
No.
Working with some, but I just want to make sure we're clear. Because
like that part of it, like just going from being a solo host to doing a show with a partner,
it's
a different dynamic.
Absolutely.
And I'm used to, this is the way that the show is going to go. Like, I have it outlined in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, how the show is going to go. And usually, like, all the producers that I've worked with have kind of helped to figure out how to make it work best for me so that I can make it work. It's part of the reason that I want to play off the ball, because if I play off the ball, then I can react to everything instead of being a maniac and literally driving the conversation. Now, there's going to be times when there's something that I want to do, there's a subject that I'm passionate about, that you'll see that part of me come out. But Dan kind of described it as two combo guards, and I think he's right. Like, I want to get some shots off now.
I know.
You know, like, yeah. I'm ready to get some shots off because I got someone who can handle point, and that's cool. So that's kind of my plan walking into this thing has been, let me just drift for a little bit and figure out what's going on, because my demeanor is to walk into the room and go, this is what's going on.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm going to try to just kind of let the river take me where I need to be.
There are two kings in this castle now, and I am thinking to myself, what about, like, the how does it work with the guests and stuff like that? Like, because you got a very distinct list of guests, as does Dan.
Yeah, we
you're gonna bring families together.
Yes, our guests, as long as if it's okay with the guests, like, they're gonna come with me from my spot.
Yeah.
And Dan's like, okay, like, he's looking at the guests and he's like, oh, I like James Fegan. Well, of course, I like Russ Dorsey. Well, of course, how could you not like Russ Dorsey? And you and I were texting yesterday. Yeah. I was saying, like, you're a big part of my show during football season. So guess what? Your ass is going to be a big part of the show this football season.
Well, better be, man.
I don't mean to fast forward, like, on the show.
I know.
But I can just tell you, there's going to be nothing like me and Dan on Bears Monday.
Oh,
nothing.
My God.
Nothing.
I hadn't even thought about that prospect.
Nothing like me and Dan on Bears Monday.
My God. Wow. Yeah,
and my hope,
that is projectable.
And
yes,
she joked about it a little bit on Twitter. My hope is that Layla, like, maybe shifts some stuff during football season, and it's Layla Mondays instead of Layla Wednesdays.
Oh, my God.
And bring her in here on Mondays, and let's ride. Like, let's go.
Hey, wow, man. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but I am now, and that will be a beast. Yes.
We're going to
do
our best.
Yep.
It's going to be fun.
All right, man. I tell you what. I know you got a shorty today. What's up, shorty? So why don't you...
What's up, shorty?
What's up, shorty?
Wait. Will you do one thing for me?
Yeah.
I don't mean to put a quarter in the Grody jukebox.
Lawrence, for you, please.
But I heard the song the other day.
Uh-oh.
And now, like, this is the problem with you. I can no longer watch The Fugitive without hearing it in your voice.
Yeah.
And I now can no longer listen to Busta Rhymes without hearing.
Give me some more. Give me some more.
That's all I needed.
I know.
That is all I needed right there.
Give me some more.
There is Mark Grody. You can check him out covering Score overnights. He covers the Bears. He's here whenever someone needs a day off. Pretty much whatever we need.
Whatever you need.
He is that dude, and he is here for that.